Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the Managed Accounts Holdings Limited Investor Conference Call, Brand Relaunch Explore. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise that this conference is being recorded today, Friday, the 15th of March, 2019. I'd now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Mr. Don Sharp, Executive Director of Managed Accounts Holdings Limited. Thank you, sir. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Today is an important day for the company. We are relaunching the business under the new name, Explore Wealth. We're also looking at the name change to coincide with the new ASX code, XPL. What we recognise today is a new suite of platforms that we're offering to the broader market. This will allow growth for the company going forward. It is a clear growth strategy that we've been working on for some time, and we're very confident that it's going to allow an extension of the growth strategy of the company. We can now move to the first slide, we're launching for growth, and I'd like to make some comments about some of the key points that are on here. The platform market has changed significantly in the last few years, but essentially it really is the same as the past, and that is where there's been basically one platform that's on offer by the various providers in the market. We at Managed Accounts have broadened that out to a whole range of different platforms. And under the new name Explore Wealth, we're now capitalising on those growths. So we actually have now three different platforms going across multiple assets, including term deposits, fixed interest, managed accounts, and more importantly, international securities across 28 exchanges across the market. So we're one of Australia's leading independent specialists in the marketplace, but we're the only one with multiple platforms on offer, which Tony will talk about more in detail later. We are very confident about the growth prospects after the Royal Commission, none of which has incurred any significant issues from our point of view going forward. I'd like to now hand you over to Tony Najasnik, who's going to take you through the rest of the slides, and the first one being who we are.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this presentation. We are an independent platform provider. We're not institutionally owned. We have deep industry expertise across both the wider team and the management team. A number of us have worked at very large institutions across Australia and for many, many years in this industry. It allows us to bring different skill sets and different experiences to the Explore business that we can then help to develop products and offer services and solutions to our clients. We offer a broad range of platform solutions, and most importantly, we offer both off-the-shelf solutions where an advisor or can use a product pretty much immediately, all the way up to building bespoke solutions for those larger clients, particularly the institutional market, where they may have a certain need or a certain issue they would like us to solve, and they can pick and choose from our broader suite of platforms that we offer. In total, we provide solutions to about 150 financial services groups in Australia, everything from the one man or one woman IFA in the suburbs all the way to some of the largest institutions in the country. And that really shows the scope of our offering and the fact that our products and platforms can fit the needs of multifaceted type of clients. And finally on this slide, we have $13.3 billion under administration, making us the second largest independently owned platform in the market. And of that, we have $2.6 billion in international securities across multiple exchanges, and that makes up the largest administrator of international assets in the market. I'd like to take you to the next slide, titled Growth in FUA. This slide showcases the growth of group funds under administration since December 2014. It includes the Linear acquisition, which was completed in November 2017, and as you can see, that the funds under administration has actually doubled since that period of time, and that growth trajectory will continue going forward. So I'd like to take you to the next slide, titled Products and Markets. This is a really, really important slide, and this really showcases what we're all about. So we really are a multiple platform provider, but using a single back end. And we have really four main platform solutions that we offer to the market. The first one is the Explore app. So this is a new product, a new platform that we're launching in the second quarter of 2019, and it's going to provide an investment wrap and a super and pension wrap. And really, this is our flagship product going forward. It'll offer broad investment choice, and really, really importantly, it'll offer true multi-currency, multi-country capability. This platform is predominantly targeted at IFAs and stockbrokers. The second platform that we have on offer is our Explore MDA, or Managed Discretionary Account. This allows both investment money and super and pension money as well. This is a very, very flexible platform and really enables advisors and investment managers the widest possible choice of investments while allowing efficiency of execution. It allows an investment manager to build multiple portfolios, and then it allows then a financial advisor to invest their client funds in those portfolios. And those portfolios can have many different types of securities and assets within those portfolios. And really, this platform is targeted at independent financial advisors, stockbrokers, and most importantly, investment managers. So those people out there in the market that are running money and are managing portfolios. The third platform that we have is the Explore PAS, the Portfolio Administration Service. This is both a non-custody or a custody outsourced administration and taxation service. It covers any domestic and global assets via in-house execution and a trading team, but also includes a HIN solution for shadow brokers. This is where a stockbroker or someone of that caliber wants to outsource their administration whilst retaining the execution capability themselves. And really, it's targeted at those stockbrokers and what we call shadow brokers in the market. The fourth platform that we have, and we're launching that in the second quarter as well, is what we're calling Explore Outsourcing. This is where we build bespoke solutions for clients, particularly institutional clients, who may wish to retain certain capability but wish to outsource non-core competency. So one of the great things about the solution set that we have is an institution can come to us and really pick and choose the bits that they want of the wider offering that we have. So summing all of that up, we really have a platform solution offering that meets the widest possible share of the market, everything from the sole practitioner in suburbia all the way to the largest institutions in the land. I'd like to take you to the next slide, which is headed competitive strengths. There are a number of competitive strengths that we believe that we have. And the first one is the broad asset offering. I've mentioned this a couple of times already, both across local and international assets, particularly on the international side where we allow securities to be purchased on one of 28 exchanges around the world. This really allows us to offer a multi-currency, multi-market solution. We are one of the only few providers in the market that offers this type of solution. Another strength of the business is the flexibility that we offer through our platform services. It enables investment managers to optimize investment outcomes for clients. And this is really important, is at the end of the day, this is what most advisors are in business for, is to optimize outcomes for their customers. And we provide the solutions and platforms for them to do that. Another strength of ours is the broker sponsorship model that we have. We support broker of choice. We do not force advisors or investment managers to use a specific broker to execute. In fact, we're broker agnostic. So it allows flexibility, once again, to be brought into the solution that we offer and also the solution that the broker offers to their client. Another strength that we have, we offer both a non-custody or a custodial model. Once again, providing flexibility to the end client to run a business how they see best fit for their business. We don't mind either of those options are available within our solution. The fifth point on this slide, and the fifth strength that we really believe, and I think this is the most important one on this deck, is the competitive pricing that we offer, which is driven by scale and efficiency. As I mentioned earlier on, we're offering a multi-platform structure using one back-end solution. And this allows us to drive scale and efficiency within our business, which allows us to offer competitive pricing to the market. And the final strength that we have, and we've mentioned this one before, but it is really important, is the experienced team that we have with deep industry experience and expertise. The next slide is just a snapshot of a number of our clients. I won't go into this slide in any depth, but it shows you the depth and breadth of clients that we have. I'd like to now hand back to Don for him to cover the revenue model.
Thank you, Tony. As Tony's mentioned, there's a number of income items that we receive. The main one is an administration fee in regard to the funds under administration. The second is transaction fees, which we charge for each transaction that a client undertakes. The third is an interest margin that we also receive in regard to the cash that the clients are holding. And the fourth and last is the GST rebate, which is passed on to the client and sums are retained by ourselves for administration purposes. Effectively, we have four levers, those four revenue streams, and we can change those from time to time that suit the individual client's needs. As an example, we could lower the administration fee, but on the other side, reduce the interest rate payable to the client, which happens to suit that particular client's need. The other platform that we have is the portfolio administration service, and that is forms two parts of revenue. One is a cost per account, and the second thing is the cash margin that applies to the cash that's holding on behalf of the client. And we also then have outsourced solutions, which very much depends on what service level that we're providing for that client. If I could now move across to the track record, this revenue item, the first line, is showing income of managed accounts from 2015 up to 2018, which included 7 months of Linear's income, and to our results for the 6 months to December, which is incorporating both the old managed accounts business and Linear. So that's our total revenue stream that we're earning at this point in time. The second line is the direct costs of operations, custodian costs, etc. And we have a margin of 79% consistent across the years until the latest year, which has dropped down to 76. That's because Linear has some higher costs than what we currently do, and over time we'll be able to bring those costs in line with managed accounts. We've had an EBITDA from 2015 profitable all the way through to 18 and 19, where there's a small loss, and in the current year that loss was attributed to not bringing into account two lots of income. The managed funds income of $600,000 and GST of $1.3. So we added those together. We actually made a profit of close to $2.5 million for the six-month period. I'd now like to hand back to Tony. Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Don. I'd just like to spend a little bit of time just speaking through the four major growth areas that we have. I'm on slide titled Plan Growth in the MDA Superannuation. This is quite an interesting concept for us, and the MDA Superannuation is one of the platforms that we have. It's a flexible platform, as I mentioned before, offering the widest possible choice of investments. What it really allows advisors to run the same model within the investment side and the superannuation side, so they can offer the same solution for their clients. And that is really, really important for a lot of advisors. But the real kicker in this is what may happen in the federal election. So if the Labor Party is brought to power, they've made it quite clear that they have some changes they wish to bring in to franking credits, and this will really impact those people in pension phase who may not get the payment of the excess credits paid back to them. Now, what this will do is it will allow retail superannuation funds, and the MDA Super is one of those, just like the Explore Wrap Super is one of those, and it will make those a lot more attractive because the members of those funds may be able to access those excess imputation credits. The second slide, the second growth area for us really is the planned growth in the Wrap platform. As we said, we're launching a new Wrap platform in the second quarter. And once again, it'll provide true multi-currency, multi-country access for both superannuation and investment. It's going to allow advisors and investment managers to access a world of investments across 28 exchanges. But most importantly, it's going to have streamlined reporting in a single ecosystem, which includes all types of reports that advisors and investment managers use. And we'll also have some very competitive pricing, which will match and be very close to what is in the market at the moment. As I said, we're looking to launch that in the second quarter, and we're well underway in planning how we roll that out to both existing clients and to new clients. The third area of growth for the business is the planned growth in market share, which is the slide that I'm on now. The table there just shows the growth in Wrap FUA in the market, so it's grown to well over $800 billion, that's doubled in 8 years. Post-Royal Commission, we're seeing a lot more interest from advisors in independent groups like ours. People are looking to move away from the big banks because they didn't do too well at the Royal Commission, and we believe we're very well positioned to provide great outcomes to those clients who are looking to move away from those institutions. And the final area of growth is the outsourcing solutions. So as we mentioned previously, this is the ability for an institution to come to us and really pick and choose the bits that they want while retaining their core competencies. I'll put in a number of examples there for you, and very quickly, a superannuation fund might be wanting to outsource a trustee solution. We can do that whilst they retain all their in-house functions. We purchase the Aracon business, and that provides us that solution. A superannuation administration for financial advisor, they want to retain the investment capability, but we can do the administration for them. And then the third example there is client administration for a stockbroking firm who retains trade execution. That is our PAS business. We do that now. So the stockbroker will maintain the execution, but all the back office administration can be outsourced to us. So really, you can see from that slide and coupled with some of the previous slides, the depth of platform solutions we have and how it can meet individual client needs and client demands. So I'd like to pass back to Don to cover off the roadmap.
Oh, thanks, Tony. The first thing I'd like to say is that we're wanting to make sure that our transparency and credibility is maintained going forward. So what we've done is set out the key steps that we see over the next 6 months or so in regard to items that we're going to be bringing to the market. For the current quarter, the rebranding, which is what we've been talking about today, I think you clearly can see it's certainly a different way of presenting the organisation in a uniform way. It also allows the linking using the word Explore to all the various products and services that we provide in the marketplace. For the next quarter, we have a number of things that we're wanting to achieve and will achieve. The first is the Explore Wrap, which, as Tony's mentioned, is offering both investment and super and pension. We're also going to be launching our new front end, which is in beta testing at the moment, and this is going to cover off all the MDA and super and pension services across the board. The other thing, we will be appointing shortly a new CFO who has extensive experience in platforms, and I think you'll find he's going to be an excellent appointment for us moving forward. For the third quarter, the appointment of CEO is the number one on the agenda. We're hopeful that we'll be able to have an appointment put to bed in that particular quarter. We also will be enhancing the new Wrap service with an overlay service. We don't want to go into what that is now, but it'll be a first in the market. No competitor will have this service level that we'll be providing in that area. And we also, as Tony mentioned, will be enhancing the portfolio administration service for shadow brokers including HINs and cash and international securities. This will make it, we believe, the leading portfolio administration service available in the market. The next slide is the outlook and guidance. We've already mentioned to you so far the guidance of 7 to 8.5 million, which we've announced. In fact, we first announced that some 18 months ago, so the number has only changed slightly since that period. It does assume certain guidance, and the first is the synergies that we identified in the Linear transaction, most of which are being realised. There's one left over, which is the custodial cost, which we'll be dealing with. As I mentioned before, their direct costs are higher in Linear than what they were in Medic's account. We also expect to get fees from fund managers for the new wrap service, about 900,000, and also 1.9 for GST refund, which we expect in the second half. This also excludes any transaction costs or any acquisitions, which have been incurred in the first half, and we don't expect any of a material nature in the second. And we're also planning on no downturn, severe downturn in the global financial market, and no regulatory changes. And as the Royal Commission has already announced, there's nothing in there that we expect that will actually lead to any issues. Medium-term financial outlook: Explorer is going to be focused on long-term profitability with increased FUA and making sure that we use our capital appropriately going forward. Now, lastly, the last slide is a summary and conclusions. We've raised most of these points, but I'd just like to say that the most important thing here with the new branding is to create a new company moving forward, which will be totally transparent, and will be ensuring that we're able to make sure and maintain a growth and profitability, which is going to come from us being the only provider in the marketplace with effectively free platforms.
Well, thank you everyone for your time. It's greatly appreciated. This has been an exciting time for us, moving forward, a new branding, a new way of talking about the various platforms that we offer in the marketplace, and more importantly, the focus of the business, which is always has been a client-focused business, and that's where we need to continue. So we're not just offering things off the shelf for advisors and their clients to use. What we're doing is tailor-making services that suit not only the individual client, but also the dealer group that's offering those services. This is critical to the market. We're making sure that we don't just be a lobby factory and just offering a range of different colours. We're actually really offering a service which is real. And international, which we've mentioned, you know, we've got over 2.6 in that category. We're the largest by far. In fact, if you added all the international together, that's provided by our competitors, they wouldn't get anywhere near that number. So it's an important thing. The change in government that may happen shortly, that will have a distinct bearing on the market, particularly in self-managed super funds, where assuming it's a couple that's a member of that, they're both in pension mode, they'll lose their franking credits. With our offer for personal super, we believe we'll be able to assist them in gaining those personal, those franking credits, and yet still be able to have a similar portfolio to what they have at the moment. Anyway, once again, thank you very much for your time. It's greatly appreciated.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.